Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Thursday, June 8, 2023. US futures are pointing to a slightly lower open. European equity markets have opened in a negative territory following mostly weak Asian levels. US dollar is a tad lower, with China yuan dipping further and Japanese yen strengthening again. Treasury yields are higher across tenors. Crude oil futures are marginally lower, gold is seeing buyers, while industrial metals are slightly down. In macro news, global central bank policy developments are leaving a cautious tone for the markets. Expectations for China's rate cut have increased on reports that the country's major banks have been asked to cut deposit rates, a move seen as a potential start to an interest rate cut. Meanwhile, India's central bank has held rates steady at 6.5%. There are also hawkish takeaways from the surprise rate hikes by the Reserve Bank of Australia and Bank of Canada this week. And markets are now looking ahead to next week's FOMC and the European Central Bank policy decisions. The consensus is for the Fed to hike one more time, although it is expected to leave rates on hold next week. The forecast for the European Central Bank is still for it to hike rates by 25 basis points in June and July, and the Bank of England is likely to take the terminal rate to at least 5%. Survey data from the UK shows signs of cooling in the labor market, which may ease some concerns of a wage price spiral. Japan's Q1 GDP has been revised up by more than expected, reflecting a strong inventory build. South Korea's finance minister, on the other hand, has flagged a downgrade to the government's full-year GDP growth forecast, while the Bank of Korea has warned against easing monetary policy too early. Elsewhere on the data front, the Australian trade surplus has narrowed by more than expected, reflecting a sharp fall in iron ore shipments. Taiwan's exports have shrunk again amid a contraction in semiconductor shipments. Key focus on the U.S. macro calendar today includes the weekly initial jobless claims and weekly continuing claims, followed by the weekly EIA natural gas inventories. In corporate news, Lucid Group is preparing to enter China market. The company will sell cars to China that are made elsewhere and think about producing them within China too, according to Reuters. Apple has slashed the sales target of its new mixed reality headset Vision Pro to 150,000 units from previously discussed volume of 1 million units, according to Korean media. In Asia, equity markets went mostly lower on Thursday. Japan saw a second day of profit-taking to finish lower. Taiwan joined Japan to see profit-taking as well. Australia also closed slightly down. Hong Kong was a few points lower after trading higher earlier, and mainland Chinese markets finished a little higher. South Korea was lower. India's Nifty is closing in on a record high just as India's central bank held the rates steady. And Southeast Asia traded mostly down. Following the mixed Asian trade, European equity markets have also opened mixed to lower. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. market preview for Thursday, June 8, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.